Bus lanes in Belfast. I tweeted about this morning, and it's already kicking off on the Nolan Twitter feed. At Stephen Nolan. At Stephen Nolan on Twitter, if you haven't joined us just yet. It means you can stay in touch with the show 24 hours a day. Here's what we're talking about anyway. Should all taxis in Belfast be able to use bus lanes? The Department of Regional Development and Road Service think so. That's their preferred option in a document that has been sent out to consultation. Michael Dornan. Dornan represents bus drivers for Unite. Morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Ken Kelly's a Belfast taxi driver. Morning to you, Ken.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So, Ken, why should you lot be able to use bus lanes? I'm still trying to get my head around this.
Well, us lot have to be seen as part of a transport system. It is the DOE, a DRD's intention to make a one-tier system.
My personal car is part of the transport system. It transports me. It's going to get to the stage there's going to be no road left for people like me.
But then you stay in the town and block the town up. A taxi's in and out of the town, like a bus.
What are you talking
Nobody
about?
Nobody complains about the buses sitting around the city hall blocking the place, double parked. But go back to the core problem here. If you're... Hello?
I'm listening.
If you're a taxi driver such as us, such as my company, up in the Stranmillers area, we're taking people to hospital appointments and doctor's appointments at the height of the rush hour. These are vulnerable people who can't get access to the bus. We're lifting them down a street, maybe a pensioner, and they're adding a substantial cost to their journey. Now, if the DRD go to a one-tier system, it'll not affect the yellow plate people, the public hire in Belfast, because the Belfast public hire is rank-driven. That is to say, they stand for hire at the City Hall. That doesn't help the woman up in the Stranmillers area.
But this is what I'm trying to say about even the basic logic of this, Ken. Are you trying to suggest that ordinary road users aren't bringing their mothers and their fathers to hospital?
I am saying that, for example...
Why should you not get preferential treatment? We as private motorists are paying our tax just as much as you lot are.
You are taking one person to the hospital for one trip in the morning where we can move several if we get access to the... Plus, we're not parking and blocking up the hospital. Like you would be suggesting.
Michael Dornan?
Hello, good morning, Stephen. Well, first of all, I haven't come on to get into a slagging match here. What I would say is that to answer the gentleman's comment about a bus being double parked, the obvious reason why that bus would have been double parked was probably because someone was illegally parked in a designated bus stop and probably had to sit along because of probably elderly people wishing to get on board and being stopped. One thing I will say, Stephen, is it's all about opinions, and my opinion is to introduce more traffic into bus lanes would be detrimental to public transport. If you remember in 2005 when we introduced the new metro, the government introduced and worked with TransLink and the trade unions. And the objective then was to improve public confidence in public transport, to encourage people out of their cars and into public transport, to reduce the amount of cars needlessly, not people who need their car for work, but needlessly on our roads. And that would have done, we had an objective then, and the whole of society had an objective then, and one of the biggest objectives was we were trying to reduce the amount of emissions that we would put into the atmosphere and therefore reducing carbon footprint.
Okay.
Everyone has a responsibility to do that.
Okay.
Can I comment, Stephen?
Well, we introduced the new buses and we introduced the new bus priority lanes. They done that, but they never finished it because they never put in the enforcement laws which allowed the bus to actually travel freely down that bus lane.
Okay.
Now,
all right, we've loads of callers this morning, Michael.
We've got to
bring callers in today as well, though. 0845955678. Go on, Rob. Morning, Rob.
Morning, Stephen. How are you? Point I'd like to make, I have no problem with black taxis using the lanes. But most of the bus lanes in the mornings come into town. And the black taxis, the London cabs at the City Hall or any of the stations are bringing people out of the town. So, why not let the private hire use them?
Are you a taxi driver?
I'm indeed, yes.
Right.
Can I comment there, Stephen?
What do you think? Hold on a minute. What do you think, Rob, then? Clearly you're biased too. But for,
no, I'm not biased.
Well, you clearly are, because you're a taxi driver.
Fuck yeah. From that point of view, yeah.
But what do you think about the rest of us who are paying a couple hundred quid for tax, paying thousands a year in VAT and fuel and all this kind of malarkey? There's virtually no road left for us. That new bus lane beside the BBC, when you're driving round between, what do you call it, High Street and the Ormo Road, and now right plonk in the middle of the road's this huge big bus lane. And I'll tell you what, the way that bus, have you seen it?
No, they're terrible. They're absolutely unbelievable.
And the way that bus lane is, hold on a minute. The way that, I've been waiting to talk about this for a long time now. The way that bus lane is designed, it puts me into the wrong lane before I start. It still confuses me.
Yeah, and everyone's at the traffic island coming up the Lennon Hall Street. They have a solid white lane on both of it, on both sides of the Chevrons.
Yes.
They had a diced white lane for a while, and now they've put it back to a solid white lane. But get back to your point, Stephen. I have no problem with it. Taxi drivers didn't ask for bus lanes. The DRD put them in. And they decided to start all this. I have no problem with the public using them. If they're not there, I'd be happy. But if they're going to be there, and they're going to make a decision on this...
Stephen, can I come in there? Can I come in there, Stephen?
Go ahead, Ken.
Your bus representative there, the bus from the bus drivers, said about public transport. Here's the fundamental question. Is taxis part of the public transport system? If you accept that is the case, they should have the same rights as bus. Either taxis are part of the tax transport system as they are in other major cities. Taxis in London use the bus lanes. I accept.
There's a huge difference between a bus that could be carrying 30 or 40 people and one of your taxis that could often have one person in it. In fact, there is no difference sometimes between your taxi and a private driver.
I disagree. The difference is this here.
I disagree.
That a taxi goes down, drops the passenger as part of a public transport system and moves on. A single person such as yourself coming into town is coming in to park his car for 8 or 9 hours and block the city.
What about this for an idea? If you lot are going to start to get priority, okay? Taxis getting priority over the private motorist, and there being special parts of the road that you can drive on that the rest of us are excluded from. What about you lot start to pay more car tax, more road tax?
I would argue with you, Stephen. My diesel bill is £130 a week. I'm paying an excess of duty of several thousand pounds a year.
Yes, but is it going to start to get to the stage where we're embarrassed? We're actually ashamed to be a private motorist. I want to be able to drive into work in the morning and have a bit of road to drive on.
Stephen, the bigger thing coming down the line is congestion charging. Where's the congestion charging for entering the city comes on? You'd be looking for a taxi to go in and out of town.
Thomas, morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Stephen. How you doing?
What do you think?
Well, I said, we're already getting charged anyway, extra. Our insurance alone is about £2,500 a year to drive on these roads.
Here, driver.
Yeah, you're another taxi driver, clearly.
I am, yes, but we are already getting crucified anyway with insurance.
That's different, though. That's your public liability. That's your car insurance.
But I'm
trying to labour the point this morning, Thomas, that the majority of people listening to this programme today, they will not be taxi drivers. They will be people that work hard to own a private car.
Stephen, can I ask you one question?
And all of a sudden, they're being skewed into a whole line of traffic while taxis sail by. I see it in the Ormo Road in the morning. In the morning time, I'm trying to get down to the BBC, and the left-hand lane in the Ormo Road is often empty, with one or two little taxis sailing down it, and the rest of us are sitting waiting.
You were on a couple of years ago, said you had no trouble driving down the Ormo Road.
Well, there was one occasion where I had to, maybe.
And all I'm saying is, if we have a paying passenger in the car, we should be entitled to use a bus lane. And we'll get the person there to their work or their hospital or whatever it is quicker, and it'll be cheaper for them.
Yes, but Thomas, am I not a paying passenger in my own car?
No.
Why not?
You're a private driver, and you're not paying as much as insurance or tax or diesel that any other taxi driver.
I'm not paying as much in diesel. I'm not paying as much in car tax.
You're not part of the...
You're having a laugh.
How many people do you car share with, Stephen, in the morning? You should car share with three other people and utilise your transport better.
the majority of taxi journeys, I would guess, are single person journeys.
No, that's not the case. If we're taking someone maybe going to hospital, find they've got a car with them. I'm a wheelchair taxi. I can take two wheelchairs.
I wish you would stop this and drop this, Ken Kelly. This emotive language of taking people to hospital. Private drivers take people to hospital too.
I accept what you're saying, but the main majority of work in the morning, especially when the bus lanes are in use, is hospital work. We're not taking people out to socialise at 9 o'clock or half 8 in the morning, Stephen. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, Stephen, we've got a two-system here in the taxis. Why should the black taxis be able to use the bus lanes and the private taxis like us where paying passengers can't? You tell me that.
I'm trying to establish why any of you should be able to use the bus lane except the buses. Like, you can see the logic in that if a vehicle can carry 40 or 50 people or whatever it is, then obviously there is a greater good there.
We are not arguing about that in travel.
You shouldn't be on the car on your own, Stephen. You should be me at car share.
You're starting to wipe me up.
I know.
Like, you seriously are. Thomas, stay there. Damien wants to take you on. Morning, Damien.
Morning, Stephen. I'd like to comment on the taxis there. I'm listening to that guy talking, and to be honest, I'm laughing my head off. Taxi drivers routinely break the highway code. They park wherever they wish, which is normally on the traffic lane. They sit and honk their horns in residential areas, which they shouldn't do.
Yes.
And basically, their driving is despicable. It's rubbish, and they want now special privileges on top of that. Absolutely not. And they're not an ambulance service. And that guy going on and on and on about taking people to hospital. I mean, what a laugh.
Ken Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. It's a joke. Taxi drivers are drivers out earning a living the same as everybody else. And unless there's any overriding consideration, which there isn't, then they shouldn't have any special consideration.